Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from Elders Kwesi and Nicole Payne.
From the educator's perspective, ensuring that our kids excel within the education system. Amen?
Amen.
So one of the things, and it ties directly into what Pastor Lawrence has, the series Pastor Lawrence has been speaking about, raising godly kings and queens, and a godly generation, kings and queens and generals. So we want to speak to, okay, part of it is attaining or excelling in this in our education system. Amen? We're going to read really quickly one passage of scripture, Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to go down to verse 13 and read from verses 13 through 24. Amen? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to skip down to verses 13 through 24. If you need a Bible, someone from hospitality will get one for you. Just raise your hands that you can use while you're here. Don't do like me and take home church Bibles, because then you feel bad when you try to read it later on. It's happened.
Proverbs chapter 3, starting with verses 1 and 2. I'll read it in your hearing. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Skipping to verse 13 and going to verse 24. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
Thank God for the reading of his word. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people. Thank you for the word that you have given us to speak. Thank you for everyone, for every heart, every family, under the sound of our voices. We pray that what you have given us to give to your people will meet with fertile soil of their hearts, take root, and effect change in their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so the last time we stood here and we spoke together, we started off with a series of questions, and there was candy given out as rewards for answers and stuff like that. But we don't have candy today, but we still have questions. I was going to grab a couple mints from the front, but everybody has one of those. So we just want to ask a few questions. First question. How many, by show of hands, and I want you to really, the reason why we gave the topic first is throughout today's message, we really want you guys to focus on what the message is about. Getting our children, getting our kids to excel in the education system. Not just to survive, not just to pass, not just to graduate, but we want them to excel. All right? So, first things first, by show of hands, how many people would say they are involved in the education system? By show of hands. I see Jared has two hands up, a little Sean, Tino, Brother Ernest, a little Tanya, two hands, a foot. All right. Justin back there. Okay. Keep your hands up, please. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Judah, can I ask you a question? No? Okay, that's fine. You don't have to answer. Eli, can I ask you? You had your hands up, right? Why would you say you are involved in education?
I help my mom out when I don't have school.
You help your mom out when you don't have school. Good answer. Anyone else? I'm looking for someone between the age of, let's say, three and 17. Micah, that's my man right there. Micah, man, he impressive. I'm telling you, this is the most impressive young man I know.
Okay, so I think that I'm involved in the education system because I have to do homework and I have to study, which I think is tied to school.
There you go. Good job. He's involved in the education system because he has to do homework, he has to study, and it's directly tied to school. All right? So, obviously, Elijah, he also said when he doesn't have school, he helps his mom, who is a teacher in Baltimore City school system. Elder Nicole and myself, we are both teachers at the high school level. Elder McClary, she teaches at the middle school level. And if you ask around this congregation, there are people that work, all right? I do want to ask Tino, Brother Tino, why did you say you're involved in the education system?
Because I spend a lot of time and money, first of all, that's one. Go there as far as my time, help the kids, volunteer. I cut hair there for the needy, the most less fortunate kids. And my money, I cater a lot through the K-12. So, I mean, that's all. I have kids through there, so that's what I dedicate my time and money to.
He has kids in school. He helps out in the school. He volunteers his time there. He's a barber by profession, and he spends some of his time giving haircuts to the less fortunate or the more needy kids. So there's involvement there. Is there anyone over the age of, Jared, I'm going to exempt you today, over the age of 30, you just turned 30, so it doesn't count. Over the age of 30, that is involved in the school system. All right.
I'm involved in the school system in the way that I support my child, and I ask her questions that will help me to understand how I can help her. And I contact the school. She's now in college. And I contact the school to find out ways to help her, to make sure she's taking the right courses, to make sure she's getting the right assistance, so that she is not wasting her time, but she's actually matriculating at a point that will help her to, of course, get out on time.
Excellent answer. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Sister Sherry supports or is involved in the education system by checking on her child, even at the college level now, to make sure that she's doing what she needs to do to get through college successfully. I'm certain that if she's doing that at the college level, when she was in high school, she was doing it. When she was in middle school, she was doing it. All right? Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, great. Got to say, first of all, thank you guys for this, because some of y'all, I don't know if y'all caught a peek at our notes or whatever, but some of the answers actually really matched up with some of the things that Elder Nicole and I in our preparation time were saying. So that makes us feel good, or at least it makes me feel good, to know that if somebody else is hearing it, it had to have come from God, some of the things we were saying. Because the reality of it is, believe it or not, employed by the school system or not, employed by the education system or not, the reality is we are all involved in the education system. We are all involved. If you're a child, if you're in school, be it at the college age, graduate school, high school, middle school, elementary school, you're involved in the system. If you're not teaching in the system, you're not a guidance counselor, but you have a child in school, you're involved in the education system. And obviously, if you work there, you are involved in the system. Amen? So we all play, and the thing we don't want you guys to lose with this, all three pieces, be it the student, the teacher or the employee of the system, or what we called the supporting cast, the parents, the guardians, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the whoever's, the supporting cast, all three have an equally important role to play if we are to achieve this goal. Amen? So that's the first question, if you are involved.
The second question we want to ask you is, what is education? Are we letting people answer this? Okay. Does anybody want to talk about what education is, what you think education is?
No Google. No. Don't Google it. What do you think education is?
I think it's gained inside knowledge, whatever you're studying or participating in.
Gaining knowledge of whatever you study or participating. Anybody else? We'll take one more for time's sake. Anybody else? You're a
teacher. It's also learning socially acceptable ways of expressing yourself, being able to move throughout society, follow rules, learning to become a good citizen, and those kinds of things as well.
So learning how to become a contributing factor, is that safe to say, Elder Sean? Learning how to become a positive contributing factor to our society, how to interact with people in a pleasant or in a positive way, etc. All right? Great answers, guys.
So we've learned, in addition to the answers that have been given, that education is kind of a give and a take. On one hand, you are taking, you are gleaning from somebody who is feeding you information, who is giving you skills that you can apply to whatever avenue it is that you need to apply. But it's also the action or process of teaching, of giving, of pouring out or into somebody else, especially college or school, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Okay, so we understand now, by now we should understand we are all involved in the education process. Amen? Also, I'm sorry. Okay. I gotta check on my man, Justin. I forget he's back there sometimes. So we are all involved in the education process. In addition to that, now, since we're saying that we're all involved in the, not the process, but the actual education system, the next thing is that we kind of get a better understanding of what education is. If we're saying that we're part of a system, it will help to know what the system is. Because if you don't know what the system is and you're a part of it, you might clog up the system. You might make the system a mess. Amen? So we now kind of figure out education is two parts in the system. One part is your receiving knowledge. It's a process of receiving knowledge. The other part is the actual giving of knowledge in a systemized, structured way. All right? So now, the third part.
And before we go to the next question, for those of us who are a part of the supporting cast or we're not a teacher actually or somebody actually working in a school building, I guess, don't feel like you're counted out based on the giving of knowledge and the feeding of knowledge, because knowledge is more than books and academics, you know. Just like Mr. Blanding was talking last week, and the boy who was going down the street knocking over the trash cans, and you talked to him and you gave him the $5 to go back and pick up, or the money to go back and pick up those trash cans. You know, that was nothing about trigonometry. That was nothing about an English composition, but it was about taking responsibility for your neighborhood, for your surroundings, being responsible, being considerate of other people's belongings. So that could have been a message in and of itself. And, you know, Mr. Blanding wasn't in a classroom. He was on the street, and he was teaching. So I just wanted to plug that in.
Amen. So now here's the third piece. Why is education important? Why is it important? In your own words, in your own thought, why is it important? Why do we send our kids to school? Why do we want them to excel?
Well, you take the root word educate and you say that it's to teach or inform someone of something they don't know. So it's funny, you go back to the whole saying or joke, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's impossible for the egg to come first, because the chicken had to have knowledge. If you're a baby and you're growing on your own, you will die because you cannot nourish yourself, you don't know how to take care of yourself. So in order for society to grow and for society to continue to excel, there has to be some form of education for the people, so that they can learn from their mistakes and not keep doing the same bad things over and over, or vice versa, continue to grow because they're doing good things and learning.
Excellent. Anyone else?
What education does, it gives you an understanding. And it's impossible to move in a productive way in your life, survival, issues of life, and be successful and actually have a direction in your life without having an understanding. Education is the tool that gives us knowledge that we can move forth with in wisdom.
So education is a tool.
Education is food for thought.
Concise. Education is food for thought. Excellent. So we have why we need education. Why is education important? All right? And those are all excellent answers. I want to add one little piece to it, and the one piece I would like to add to it is something that I gleaned from Minister McCleary. It's something that, I mean, we have, it doesn't seem necessarily like in-depth conversations a lot of times. You know, when I go to the barbershop, you hear them talking, and it sounds like it's just rabble sometimes. You're like, what is happening? But the trick with it is you got to learn how to listen under the noise. When you learn to listen under the noise, you can actually pull some real good things out of it. And one of the things that I've gotten from my conversations while Minister McCleary is cutting my hair, or while I'm sitting waiting for him, or whatever the case might be, one of the things that I've learned from him is, like Brother Blanding said, the powerful thing about education is it's the one thing on this planet they can never take from you. When you learn something, when you know something, they can't take it from you. So the reality is, when you excel and when you obtain, not just learn it for learning it at this point in time, not just learn it to pass a test, but when you allow yourself to be educated on a subject matter, they can't take it from you. You understand what I'm saying? And oftentimes, why that is so important is not even about you. It's not about me. The reason why becoming educated is so important is because it allows you to empower the Asas, the Elijahs, the Jeremiahs, the Judas, the Solomons, the Michaelas. It empowers the generation that comes after you. It gives you something to give to them that can never be taken from them. So when, it, for example, if you want to learn, if you're learning about finances and you're learning about the in-depth aspects of finances, I'm not talking about getting a checking account, balancing a checkbook, getting a savings account. I'm talking about now you getting into the meat. Now you're talking about wealth building. You're learning how to invest. You're learning how to about stocks and the trades and the foreign exchange market. And you're learning about all these different aspects of wealth building. When you learn it to that point that you know it and you start passing that on to the next generation, now they don't have to relearn it. So the 3, 5, 4 years, whatever length of time it took you to master that, instead of them having to take that same 3, 5, 14, 10, whatever length of time to learn it and then get into it, they're jumping right into the deep end of the pool. They're starting off with knowledge that you invested the time, you spent the time gaining. You see what I'm saying? That's why education is so important. That's why it should be important that we desire our kids to excel. Because if we don't have a desire for our kids to excel, and we just want them, oh, well, at least he graduate. He passing, right? When we get stuck in that mode, when they don't have anything, there is no overflow to teach a next generation. You're stuck in the just barely mode. And the bad thing about just barely mode is just barely burns out first. So they don't have anything to teach the person coming after them, be it a younger brother, younger sister, a son, a daughter. And we come into this cycle. But I don't want to get ahead of myself too much. So we've identified why education is important. We've identified what education is. We've identified who's involved in education. So the question now becomes, why are so many not excelling? We all agree education is important, agreed? We all agree that we have a little bit better working, we have a little bit better understanding of what education is. Agreed? Safe to say? So why aren't people excelling?
I think it's the lack of mastery from one generation to the next. The barely getting by, like you said, when you come into a place of mastery of a subject or anything, the ability to communicate that information to another person to help them understand it. Will bring that next generation into a quicker and even greater level of mastery.
So a lack of mastery. All my teachers' hands are going up now. Jeez.
I don't think we're excelling because we've lost the idea of educating oneself and also how to educate others as well. And also being able to have conversations with people. We've lost that idea of a unit within the community and within family as well.
So we've lost the idea. I want to make sure I'm getting the fullness of. We lost the idea of how to educate ourselves and to educate others. And communicate within. We've lost that unit concept. Great. Was there anything else? Did I miss anything? Okay. I just want to make sure I got it. Oh, that's your teacher finger. I saw that. And the idea of family. Okay, great. See, two more. Okay, so.
Yeah, Deaconess Office kind of hit it at the end. I was just going to say lack of emphasis on education in the home. So teachers are working at school, but then that same enthusiasm isn't being reciprocated or instilled at home.
Education not being emphasized at home, okay.
I would say short-sightedness, not being able to see the end result of what you are being of receiving an education. So as parents, we need to reinforce education and what it can do for you. So that can come in the form of rewards or, you know, whatever it may be. But we need to help our children understand, hey, this is going to pay off for you in the future.
Okay. Last one.
I was going to say the overall value added, or how we as a society or a world have created a value, the value of education, similar to what Deacon Blount was saying, almost similar to, you know, salvation, you know, how Christ is available to all of us is whether or not we see the value in pursuing it, right? So the value added aspect.
So we don't put a value on education. Excellent. Got to get older.
I think that a lot of times children are unable to excel because, as we stated before, education is a system. And children don't excel sometimes because there's a breakdown in the system. And when most of the time the breakdown occurs because when we think of education, we think of students sitting in a classroom and they're learning from a teacher. But education is more than that, as we've said. Education is about the whole child. And that's where the breakdown comes when we don't consider the whole child. We just consider students sitting in a room, whether it be a student-centered classroom or if it's a classroom where students are just sitting in rows. That's what we a lot of times consider education. But when we think about the whole system, we have to think about the whole child. So if we're not ministering to or educating the whole child, then most of the time there is going to be a breakdown in the system which causes a child not to excel. Because I could be receiving all A's and B's in a class, but if there is a mental component to that, if there is something going on psychological with me that's not being addressed, then I may not excel. So it also depends on what are we defining as excelling.
Excellent.
Wow. Yep.
Okay. So those are all excellent answers. Again, especially just for those of you in the congregation that are not aware of some of the people that have answered, you've heard from people within the administration on the collegiate level. You've heard from people who are in the classroom. You've heard from and multiple people within the classroom, okay? Now, we don't want to focus too much on the actual education system today, and here's the reason for that. The reality of it is, at this current time, we're not empowered to change the system. We're not. And although there will come a time, if we persist in this, that we can affect the system and do a system overhaul, right now is not that time. So we don't want to complain about something that we don't have power to change. Because then we don't want to talk about something we don't have power to change, because then all we're doing is complaining. And how many people love to hear a good complainer? Because I don't. If all you're doing is just complaining about something and you're not offering ways to fix it, or you're not empowered to fix it, you're wasting my time.
You're talking too much.
And my time is precious. So let's address the things that we can.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged. And please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.